Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Jared Bridegain, his trial, his murder trial, he's the victim here, is beginning. And it's a three-pronged trial. It's three different trials. The big one, in I think my opinion and most people's opinion, is going to be the one against his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner. That's going to be starting here in just a couple of weeks. First, her husband, the man she married after Jared, Mario Fernandez Saldana. That's the one that is beginning right now. Because he's accused of conspiring and being part of the murder of Jared Bridegain, that he hired a tenant of his to take Jared out at the behest or in a conspiring way with the ex-wife, with Shanna Gardner, because it was just getting too icky and too difficult with the child custody situation, so they better get rid of dad rather than deal with life. That's the case in a nutshell. If you're just joining us, we're going to be covering this trial every single day and all of the trials, three of them. This is going to go into fall, into winter almost. I think by the time we're wrapped up, and then early spring next year is the actual hitman's trial. But first, it's Mario and Shanna. And what comes out in Mario's trial here that we're about to talk about is going to be precedent setting, because a lot of it's going to come out in Shanna's trial. They're originally going to be doing the trial together, but then it was decided that these are actually going to be separate individual trials by themselves. So let's begin, shall we? And your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. If you want reports every single day on this case, where it's going, where it's at, you have found the right channel for it. Okay. The first witness the jury heard in the murder trial of Mario Fernandez Saldana wasn't a detective or a forensic specialist. It was a woman named Jonelle Cruz, who happened to be near Jacksonville Beach Road on the night of February 16th of 2022. She found a 2-year-old girl alone in a car seat in the dark. The girl was shaking. She was asking about her dad. That girl is Brexley Bridegain. She's 6 years old now. Her father, Jared, was shot and killed that night after stepping out of his car to move a tire from the road. She was in the car seat. She saw it happen at the age of 2. Bridegain was 33, a Microsoft design manager living in St. Augustine. He was driving Brexley home from a custody exchange with his ex-wife, the same 20-minute route he drove every other weekend. The man prosecutors say arranged the killing sat in a Duval County courtroom Monday. Mario Fernandez Saldana, 38 years old, a former Army drill sergeant who married Bridegain's ex-wife, Shanna Gardner. He's the first of three defendants now to face a jury for this murder. He's listened to the evidence without any sort of visible expression thus far after day one. The charges are first-degree murder and solicitation to commit a capital felony. The jury was selected from a pool of 250 candidates. 12 chosen, 7 women, 5 men, plus 4 alternates, whose identities will stay sealed for 60 days. The courtroom was full before opening statements began, and cameras are allowed in. The murder-for-hire charges and trust fund motive and made it one of the most watched criminal cases in Northeast Florida. Assistant State Attorney Christina Simak-Sifter opened by calling the killing a targeted ambush. She told the jury the motive was a custody dispute compounded by religious disagreements over the couple's 2 children. What is the irony in that one? What is the irony in that one? That there's a difference of religion and it ends in murder. Okay. The killer was a stranger to Jared Breidigan, Sifter said. But the murder itself, that was personal. Stifler told the jury the evidence would show Fernandez recruited Tenen for the job. A friend of Fernandez told investigators that Fernandez once said he could take care of Breidigan. The prosecution called that statement evidence of intent. Stifler, I know, we're going to be going through this, and every time I say that, you're going to be thinking, Stifler's mom, described the setup. A spare tire from a rental property owned by Fernandez and Gardner placed in the road near the Sanctuary neighborhood in Jacksonville Beach. Breidigan drove the same route every time, and the route never changed. Anyone watching for 2 weeks would know exactly where he'd be and when he'd pass through. GPS data from a vehicle linked to Henry Tenen shows 2 trips along that exact route before the murder, and prosecutors call them practice runs. Tenen is the man prosecutors allege actually pulled the trigger here. Stifler told the jury someone drove the route to find the darkest stretch where the tire in the road would force a driver to stop. No security cameras and minimal lighting. A dark blue Ford F-150 with a tire in its bed was seen near the road. But an hour before the shooting, the truck was later connected to Tenen, and prosecutors called it part of the actual setup. The gun used in the shooting was a 10-millimeter handgun, a caliber prosecutors described as uncommon. The weapon was never recovered. On February 16th, Breidigan stopped his car to move the tire and stepped out. Someone was waiting. He was shot and killed steps from his daughter's car seat. Stifler put it plainly, they intended it to be the perfect crime. It almost was. Bexley was in the back seat, 2 years old and strapped into her car seat when bullets hit her father's car. Glass fragments landed on her, but she wasn't struck. She sat in the seat alone in the dark until Cruz found her and called for help. Defense attorney James Hill pushed back in its opening. He told the jury Fernandez had no reason to want Breidigan dead. Fernandez already controlled hundreds of thousands of dollars from the family trust. Hill's argument was direct. The prosecution theory doesn't explain why a man who already had money, a home, and control of the trust would risk everything for a crime that would unravel his entire life. Prosecutors say $10,000 in checks were payment for a murder. Hill offered a simpler reading. Fernandez hired Tenen for work at their rental properties, not to kill anyone. The memo line reads landscaping, roof upkeep, and one said, Kickstarter, good luck. Hill told the jury no eyewitnesses placed Fernandez at the scene. No DNA ties him to the road. And without physical evidence putting Fernandez there, the prosecution has a theory and nothing to anchor it. Then Kristen Breidigan took the stand. She's Jared's second wife and the mother of his 2 young children. Kristen testified that after the shooting, Brexley described what she saw in her own words. The 2-year-old told her, boom, 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 daddy on the ground. She described the relationship between Jared and his ex-wife in just so many words. There was absolutely no trust. Every exchange about the children went through written messages or attorneys. Face-to-face conversation didn't happen. The custody fight over the twins has never stopped. Gardner's family belonged to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Breitigan had left the faith. Prosecutors told the jury the religious conflict fed the custody war, and the custody war blocked the trust. The prosecution described the marriage between Gardner and Fernandez as one of convenience. Fernandez married Gardner and became the trustee of her family trust. Prosecutors said the arrangement gave Fernandez access to money and strengthened Gardner's legal position in the custody fight. Kristen told the jury she knew immediately who was responsible. The night of the murder, before police had named a single suspect, she told investigators to look at Gardner and Fernandez. She called it gut instinct. She'd watched the custody fight for years and understood what was at stake. Who would have thought the Mormons were going to be involved in this one, too? There's an unhealthy amount of Mormons involved in true crime cases. I will tell you that much. For the small percent of the population that actually is practicing Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the amount of true crime cases we cover that involve people that are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, had been, or some variation of, that partake in horrific behavior against other people, very disproportionate. Very disproportionate. And it ain't because we're persecuting people of that church. It's because statistically more people of that church are committing horrific crimes than for some reason other groups. I don't know why, but it is what it is. Court records entered into the evidence show the custody battle had escalated for years. Breitigan filed motions seeking more time with the twins, and each filing added another legal entanglement that kept Gardner from the trust. The prosecution walked the jury through physical evidence. A tire recovered from the rental property managed by Fernandez and Gardner matched the one placed in Breitigan's path. DNA on that tire matched Henry Tenen. The prosecution traced the checks to a company called First Choice Home Rentals, an entity funded through Gardner Family Trust, the same trust Gardner couldn't access while Breitigan was alive. After Breitigan was dead, three checks from First Choice Home Rentals were deposited into accounts linked to Tenen, $2,000 on March 28th, $3,000 on the same date, and $5,000 April 4th, $10,000 total. Fernandez phone pinged at the rental property the day before the murder. The prosecution told the jury that timing was not a coincidence. Phone records show 35 calls between Fernandez and Tenen in February 22 alone. The prosecution asked the jury, what kind of landlord calls a tenant 35 times in a single month? The defense has not disputed the call volume, but argues the calls prove a working relationship, not a conspiracy. So the defense wants you to believe that for some reason, Tenen decided to go out of his own free will and take out Jared Breitigan, the ex-husband of the wife of his friend, who's also his landlord, just for shits and giggles. Just one day, hey, why not? Why not? I have nothing over it. Let's just go pick this person, put a tire in there, and these two have nothing to do with it. Not a thing. All coincidence. Surveillance footage from the night of the shooting captured someone running from the scene on foot while a second person drove away in a dark blue Ford F-150. The truck was traced to Tenen. Prosecutors told the jury the footage proves Tenen wasn't alone at the road. Two people at the scene, one running and one behind the wheel. Then Stifler explained what was at stake. Gardner's parents unfounded, Gardner's parents founded Stampin' Up, which is a multi-level marketing company that generates hundreds of millions in annual revenue. And the family money sat in an irrevocable trust. So Shannon comes from a family of multi-level marketers. Huh. I'm surprised why she would be someone who seems so conniving and scheming. That's just, it just seems uncharacteristic of a family of MLM schemes. Gardner couldn't become the trustee until she had no further legal entanglements with Jared Breitigan. As long as he was alive and fighting for custody of their twins, she couldn't step into that role. The fights would not have ended while Breitigan was breathing. Stifler told the jury that clause is the reason Breitigan is dead. A line in a trust document turned a custody battle into a financial blockade and a father to an obstacle. The trial is scheduled to run through August 28. Gardner's trial starts in September with Jose Baez, the lawyer who won Casey Anthony's acquittal, as her attorney. That's going to be one to definitely watch, and we will give you all of the trial audio here on the program. We're also going to continue covering this day to day with brand new updates every single day on what happened in the courtroom the previous day. Tenen withdrew his guilty plea and now faces that separate trial in March of 27. Neither Gardner nor Tenen will testify in this trial. It's three separate trials for one murder on a dark road. What Fernandez says or doesn't say in this courtroom could reshape both cases that follow. Two stories sit in front of this jury. In one, a landlord paid a tenant for roof work, and the timing is a coincidence. And the other, a father was killed because a line in a trust said he had to be gone before his ex-wife could touch the money. The first person the jury heard from Monday was Joel Cruz. She described a two-year-old girl shaking in a car seat in the dark, asking about her dad. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. And like I said, we are going to be covering this for you, gavel to gavel. We're going to be bringing you courtroom audio of this case. Just as soon as the Lindsey Clancy trial wraps up, we're going to go straight to covering this one with courtroom audio and all the way into Shanna's trial. So if you want to follow that and you want to get all of the audio in podcast form, then be sure to subscribe to our podcast, this very show, in audio form, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get them. Follow the QR code right there. That'll take you to the podcast platform so you can get in on all of that. Okay, we will continue our conversation in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. There's lots to come here in this case, and we're going to be bringing it to you. Look forward to your thoughts. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.